As unrest continues in the region, the Catholic bishops of England and Wales, together with their Anglican counterparts, are in the Holy Land on a pilgrimage to Bethlehem. The aim of this pilgrimage is to show solidarity with the struggling Christian community in the ancient land where Christ was born. The Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, is part of the delegation.
Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this word that has come to pass. Every Christmas we must make this same journey to Bethlehem. At the first Christmas, it was impossible sincerely to visit that city without remembering a Roman emperor called Caesar Augustus, a governor called Quirinius, a king called Herod. This year, when we go to Bethlehem, we cannot sincerely visit the city as it is today unless we remember. Things are as they are in the Holy Land because of decisions made in the last century by countries such as my own country, England, and the United States of America. We cannot appreciate why there is fear in its streets, sadness in eyes, worry touching Jew and Christian and Muslim, unless we take account of political decisions by many countries. And yet, that same city holds still the well-being of much of the earth. Peace in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in the Holy Land, founded on justice for all, is essential for the peace and freedom from fear of the Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and much of the world. And in the midst of Bethlehem, there prays and lives an ever smaller Christian community. They are resolved to be utterly faithful to the word spoken on that first Christmas night that the shepherds went to see. This midnight, thanks to the BBC, Mass will be broadcast on television from the Metropolitan Cathedral of Christ the King in Liverpool. Everything is being done to make sure that for those who are present and those who take part at home, the celebration will fulfill the decision, let us go to Bethlehem. And the word the shepherds saw was this: a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, but his sign, a helpless, poor child.